Patrick Collins peeked in on the baby, checking to make sure Darcy was still sleeping before pulling the door closed and returning to his living room. His 4-year-old granddaughter, Sunny, had finally drifted off on his recliner, spread out like a starfish with one leg resting on the arm of the chair, the other dangling over the raised footrest. Her head was tipped back and her mouth hanging open. He'd turned on The Lion King for her and her big brother to watch while he put Darcy down. Finn was still awake, though barely. His eyes were heavy, and he was sucking his thumb, a sure sign he'd be asleep soon. Finn's mother, Riley, was trying to break him of the thumb-sucking habit now that he was in kindergarten and his permanent teeth were starting to come in, but so far she'd had no luck. Patrick had volunteered to keep his grandchildren overnight so his daughter and her husband, Aaron, could go out to dinner for their anniversary. He joined Finn on the couch, smiling when his sleepy grandson crawled over and curled up next to him. He lightly tapped on Finn's hand, as Riley had asked him to do whenever Finn started sucking his thumb. Clearly, that was Riley's technique, because the second he touched Finn's hand, the young boy pulled his thumb out without comment or thought. The action brought to mind an old Irish folk tale, and it occurred to Pat he'd never told his grandson the tale.
"Did I ever tell you the story of Finn McCool?" Patrick asked.
Finn lifted his head. The boy loved a good story.
"He has my name?"
"He does indeed," Patrick said. "And he was known as the greatest man in all of Ireland."
"Why?"
"Oh, well, that's a fine story. It has to do with a salmon and thumb sucking." Finn crinkled his nose.
"I don't like salmon. Mommy makes me eat it because it's good for me."
Patrick chuckled. "It is good for you."
Finn would exist solely on tater tots and chicken nuggets if he had his way.